Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Mostly cloudy skies. We are going to have a wind advisory later this morning. From 11 o'clock until 8 o'clock tonight, I guess it's going to be pretty breezy out there. Could be gusts up to 40 miles an hour. But it's warm right now, 60 degrees, but it's going to drop throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 37 is expected to be as warm as it gets on Tuesday.
There you go.
Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:07. Here are your news headlines. Well, Christmas has come early for Husker fans. Nebraska named Scott Frost as the new head coach, and everyone is in love.
That couldn't have gone.
It's an honor for me to be here. I can't tell you how special this is for a kid that grew up in Nebraska. Basically grew up on this campus when mom was a track and field coach here, and I was running around getting in trouble and getting run over on the Devaney Center track. From there to playing here to being other places coaching for as long as I have, to get an opportunity to come back here is special to me. Words can't describe how much it means to me to be back here in a place that I love, a place that I understand, a place that I want to represent. I want to thank Coach Osborne for all he's done for me. Thank Matt Davison for helping make this happen. I want to thank Ronnie and Hank and Bill for choosing me and believing in me to lead this program. My sincere thank you to all you former players that showed up, my friends that showed up in the weight room to welcome me. My first thought when I walked in was, this is unbelievable. And my second thought was, most of these guys have been eating too much.
That's funny.
I'm thrilled to be back because I think the time is right for this. And it wasn't always that way. But with Hank and Ronnie and Bill, I think the leadership is right. I think the time is right. I think the state is hungry for unity. When I was here under Coach Osborne, there was unity of purpose and unity of belief and unity of understanding and unity of support for this program, what it stood for, and what it was accomplishing. This program needs that again. This state needs that again. And when I walked into that weight room and saw all those players there, really made me excited about the fact that we can get this entire state behind this football program, get this entire state pulling for these players, get this entire state excited about what's going on, and we're going to put a product on the field that this entire state can be proud of.
All right, there you go. That was a great press conference, by the way.
So everything, I don't think you could have scripted it any better the way things went. So Scott Frost goes undefeated, has a miracle season at Central Florida, and then the next day, I just thought how tired he's got to be. Next day, he's in, you know, basically that night, Saturday, he flies in, and yesterday.
Lands at midnight.
Does the press conference and said, like, all the right things. He seems more passionate than any of us.
Oh, jeez, it's awesome.
He's been following all along.
Oh, my gosh,
like, he never took his eye off it. Like, it's been bugging him what's happened with the program, and it's completely up to speed.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's great news. I'm absolutely happy, 100%. That's fast. He said he hadn't slept in a couple days.
You can't
imagine that, man. You got the championship game before that, and then back here. Yeah,
but, like, those press conferences before the UCF final, he looked tired. I felt bad for him.
It's interesting to go and find out. I mean, he hadn't been approached really until mid-November is when they're saying that they had their first sort of, like, hey, feeling him out meeting. So it's kind of, I mean, it happened fast.
He said he knew about it mid-season, but he didn't have to make a decision until last week.
Yeah, he had to make the decision. Knew, it was time. Yeah.
It just seems like a quick, I mean, especially when you're coaching at the same time someplace, and they had a great season.
So the hero is Matt Davison, who is the color commentator for the broadcast, but Matt's the guy that made the catch. He's his best friend and teammate, so that's the other cool thing, is that the boys from the 97 championship, you remember the famous catch at Missouri, Davison catches Frost.
Yep.
Who knows what happens if that catch doesn't happen?
We don't would have lost.
Win the national championship. We don't have a chance to play for it.
Wow.
And so Matt's the guy that kind of got him home, and Matt Davison has been promoted to associate AD now.
Mm-hmm. He's gotten a nice little bump.
And so I guess it seems honest. Davidson had told people he didn't know either. He'd been working him, but Scott had to make the decision in the 11th hour, as the way he should have.
Yes.
He kept his eye on the ball.
He had to finish that season out. That season, that team is Central Florida, the only team in college football to go undefeated.
And it goes
into
overtime.
Can you believe that game?
It was like Cinderella. It was like, I'm hoping they win, but it's like he didn't want to leave. You know what I mean? Like giving the fans a little bit of extra Scott Frost.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the only tacky thing was that they announced that he's leaving during the game.
That bothered me so much that the score just bothered me every bit of that. They could not wait till the end of the game.
And
come
what was
on.
Funny is ABC ESPN, it was on ABC, they credited the reporter as their own. He's a guy who'd been fired months earlier from ABC. They our very own.
Okay.
And they quoted the reporter, and that guy was like, own? You guys fired me, but he was the guy credited for breaking
the story.
You know, they always want to credit it to somebody.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Well, welcome back. We look forward to the season.
Well, hopefully this time next year we'll be enjoying that. You know, they just put out the schedule for the big bowl games. Like New Year's Day, you know, there's like six different bowl games. Hopefully next year we're going to get one of those championship
And he'll go
games.
Back and he'll coach the bowl game this year for UCF.
You know,
so that's what's going to be neat.
Hear the what I heard that who they might be playing? Auburn. Holy smokes.
Yeah, they already announced
who
they are.
That's a game. I think it's Auburn then. Yeah, I saw that last night. I was like, wow, those guys are just monsters. So that should be a good test of the program for sure.
Number 7, Auburn.
Wow.
And that was the big story is that Ohio State is out of they're not in the final running. So that was kind of controversial. But number 12, UCF will play number 7, Auburn at the Peach Bowl. And we'll all watch as Husker fans.
Yes, we will.
Because everyone was watching Saturday. Every Husker game was rooting for the Knights.
Oh, God, yes.
Unless you were rooting against him because you didn't think he decided yet. And you thought, well, what if they win and he stays put?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Text messaging is now 25 years old. The first text message was sent December 3rd, 1992. An engineer typed Merry Christmas on a computer and sent it to a cell phone. That was the first one.
Oh, really?
1992.
That was the first text message.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So text messaging really took off after smartphones arrived. But text messages in the U.S. increased from 12.5 billion a month in 2006 to 45 billion a year later.
I mean, still say basically, we would trace it to the 2000s. So when did you guys get your first mobile phone?
I had a pager first.
Yeah.
You know.
That's how old we are. We had pager.
911 hashtag.
It still worked.
It worked great. It was so cool to have it because I got it because of a job I was working. And, I was so stupid and young. Whenever I'd walk by a hot chick or whatever, I'd pick up my pager. Like, I look at a page, it would be nothing.
It should go, I think that guy's a drug dealer.
Oh, my God. No,
well,
he's a doctor.
By the time we got him, it was on the back end.
Yeah,
so
it
wasn't cool. It was like,
no,
it was pager.
I know.
Yeah. I just never thought texting would take off because guys loved it. It was like, this is great. You can have a conversation.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
But without all the long blah, blah, blah.
I still remember that girl that was on a show before, she was making fun of us for texting, remember? Because there was a girl thing and we'd be texting and she's like, oh, God.
No, but you know, like girls women like text. To talk. Women like to talk.
Yeah, they
it
do.
Used to be like if you were starting a relationship, you have to talk and have these 2 and 3 hour conversations. And it was like, I was like, this is never going to last. We're getting away with murder. All you have to do is just peck out a text to a girl, and women love texting too.
Yes, they do.
So it turns out no one wants to talk.
Nope. We all are happy to just send emojis and, you know, LOLs, because this past June, more than 780 billion text messages were sailing around the country. Everybody texts now. Who wants to take the time to talk? And Meghan Markle, while she has a lot to do before the wedding this May to Prince Harry, one of the big things is, besides the dress and, you know, becoming a member of the Church of England, is military training. I guess it's standard procedure for anyone marrying into the royal family that they've got to get prepared for the potential terrifying scenario of being, you know, taken hostage. You're a royal now.
That's nuts. I guess it makes sense. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So despite the fact, I mean, they have around the clock security, but there's always the scare. There's always somebody grabs you.
White House down or London down. Gerard Butler.
London falling.
Where, yes. You know, the president or the leader needs his best friend.
Oh, God. Help me out here.
So when does she have to do this? Before the nuptials?
Yeah, before the wedding. So sometime in the next 6 months, she'll be, I guess they put her through training. I mean, so they're going to put her in a room and she'll be treated as if she's a hostage, and the room will be stormed by a special air service.
SEER training. She'll have a blast. It'll be the SAS. She'll get to do really cool stuff. Shoot guns, probably jump out of a helicopter.
Right. So I suppose it could be fun, but it's just sort of an interesting way to get ready for a royal wedding. That's your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Streaming live worldwide, 24 hours a day. Log on out.
Check it out.
Channel 94.1.com.
Big announcement this weekend, which is awesome. I don't know. Put a lot of bounce in my step. We're talking about Scott Frost being announced as our new head coach for the Huskers. I just want to know how you guys feel out there. Yay or nay on this.
The haters, like, you could tell that the haters and the trolls,
yeah,
they really want to say something. and there was some negativity out there, but I it was more mainly directed at us fans.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be impossible for anyone to hate on Scott Frost.
It is.
But you could tell it was really bugging people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm curious why it bugs people so much. You know, like, can't you get behind it and go, look, it's great now. People wanted to hate on it. Be like, you guys are just going to fire this guy like you fire everybody else.
Exactly. That irritated me so much.
And I just kind of felt like, well, since when are you guys so much more genuine than us? It's like, we're fans. We've never made any hiring decisions, all right?
Yeah.
We haven't, since Osborne, it's been several missteps. And when guys went in there, we weren't necessarily happy about it, but we had to kind of keep quiet.
We had to do our thing.
No one's ever called for firing these guys on day one, but
no.
We all knew a lot of these guys weren't going to work.
And if it's not working, why keep kicking it? I mean, come on.
No one wanted Riley. No offense. I don't think anybody wanted Callahan.
Then how does a guy like that get hired? I guess I just don't understand.
Maybe we don't hire him. Decisions.
We don't do that.
Right. No, I know. I'm just, my point is that, you know, you see this stuff and everybody from the fan base is like, it was never a good fit. Well, it's like, well, how is it so plain to see if you're in the fan base, but when you're inside the Citadel, you're not seeing, I mean, why are they making these expensive mistakes that are costing the program, you know, years of heartache and then also fan loyalty? I mean, I just feel like, I just don't understand the inner workings.
That's why Scott Frost threw out the word fit.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm from Nebraska. I get it. We get there's a fit. So he's saying, I wouldn't have wanted been, this all worked out great.
Yeah.
When Riley got hired, one of the reporters said, I know that you wanted this job, you know, when they hired Riley and when they called you, and he jumped right in and said, I never got a phone call.
No, not at all.
And I'm glad I didn't get a phone call.
Because
he was saying if they would have offered him the job then, he might have taken it, and he wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
He's saying
right.
This is all timing and fit, and this is the right time. He said that when Tom Osborne, he said, Tom wouldn't have told me to take this job if it wasn't the right fit. He goes, I really believe that. The TO would have said, I don't know. Like, if the administration down there was still crazy. There have been a bunch of changes down there.
Yes, there has.
So now they're saying the environment is back. That's why all those players going back yesterday for him and surprising Frost before the press conference was really cool. He didn't know anything about that.
I posted that video. They have a little short clip I post on our Facebook page. A Big Party Show, go to like it, love it, and see it. It's pretty, I was like an emotional mess over this whole thing. I mean, I get teary. I don't know if it's a menopause, but I got so much joy Friday. When was that game? Saturday, Saturday afternoon when Central Florida won. I don't remember the last time I was cheering for a team as hard as I was cheering for Scott Frost's team. I felt like it was the Huskers.
Yeah,
I was screaming and yelling and hugging. It was crazy.
Everybody did. We got lucky.
Oh, my gosh.
Nebraska deserved a break, and we finally got one. So
yeah.
I think the fan base is going to settle in behind this guy and be quiet. No one's going to hate on him.
No.
If
no.
we lose five games next year, everybody gets it that this is the last shot.
Yeah.
And what better last shot to take than with a guy like Scott, the hottest coach right now in college football.
You know, the recruits are going to be lining up.
Yeah.
I think we just got a four-star quarterback within one day. This guy, he's like, I think he committed to Tennessee and uncommitted and was like, I want to come to Nebraska now. I mean, that's just kind of the thing that's going to happen here. We're going to get the recruits that we need
in order
to put this baby together. And the staff,
he's bringing his staff that just turned, you know, no one's ever turned a team around from 0-12 to 12-0 in two seasons.
No, not at all. It's funny. I was listening to some...
Now, that doesn't mean we're Husker fans are going, we're going to win the national championship.
God, no.
That's what the haters are getting mad about. We just want to play good football again. I know this sounds terrible, maybe lower standard. I just want to lose the right way.
Yeah.
You know, instead
of competitive
game.
We want a competitive
games.
Game. Yeah. You know.
Let's just get competitive. Let's work slowly. Let's try and get back to a conference game. We haven't played in a conference championship.
Scott Frost gets it. When I was watching, I was listening to some of his players for Central Florida who's been through the 0-12 and then moved on to the undefeated season this year. They said there was a lot of hate on the team. And he said, Scott Frost, him and his staff taught that team, those players, to love each other, to like each other. And he's like, it's amazing what you can do when you all like each other and you play harder for each other. It's all the greatest thing ever. And then you hear other interviews from NFL teams and stuff like that. They say the same thing. You got to love each other to play like a team.
He used a term in the press conference yesterday, shared experience.
Yes.
He said, we're going to start coming together through a shared experience. He goes, maybe not everybody will be on board, but I think most will. Meaning he's already met with the players. He's saying he wants them to take the Christmas break where basically he'll go coach the bowl game for UCF.
Yeah.
And then after the Christmas break, we're all going to get to work. He's like, and all those deals, speed. He goes, quick meetings, quick, fast practices. We're going to hit the gym. He goes, but it's going to be fun. And we're all going to move forward through this shared experience. I like that term, shared experience. Like now it's time to bond this crew.
God, I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm so excited for the future of the Huskers. I mean, remember, we won a whole year, and years before that, we've not really, with just a glimmer of hope. Just please, anything.
That's been 20 years.
Yes.
I mean, it's been 20 years.
It's been a long time.
And a lot of missteps. We probably got rid of Frank too early.
Probably so.
Frankie Solich, and then after that, it was like, oh, man.
Man, Frost, Coach Frost signed a seven-year deal. 7 years. He is the top 10 paid coach in football, college football. Top 10. Seven-year hire. That is amazing. That gives us so much more time. We'll take your calls.
But he'll be fine. I don't think he needed to be protected by a contract.
No, I don't think so either.
He deserved it.
I don't think so either. It just made me feel like, God, we're going to have this guy for 20 years. We could have him for 20 plus years.
Don't
he's
you think
only 42.
That's his move. He just had a baby. He's got a young baby.
Yes.
You're making that decision with the wife, and thanks to his wife for letting them come here.
Her. Oh, my God.
That they're like, we're going to make that a home. He's going home. Coming home, you know, now he puts down roots and he's a young Tom Osborne.
Yes, man. I'm so excited. All right, 938-9400. Your calls. How you feeling about this? It's just a big deal.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Well, if you want to get in touch with Beyonce, you better stay on your toes. Ed Sheeran says that Beyonce changes her email address every week.
She does?
Yeah.
Why would you need to do that? Can't you just hire an assistant?
I mean, I doubt she's actually doing it. I'm sure an assistant probably is. But he revealed, Ed Sheeran, just did that duet with her, an acoustic version of his hit single, Perfect. And they've worked together in the past. Seems like they have a pretty good working relationship. He's like, I have an email that I email that actually changes every week. So that was his deal. He said that she's a hard woman to get a hold of. It's... so I guess he's like, so you know, you email her and then, you know, you get her on the phone. But emailing Beyonce is an ever moving target, apparently. Chris Pratt officially filed for divorce from Anna Faris. He filed legal documents Friday to end their 8-year marriage. 4 months after they went public with their split, I think everybody was kind of hoping maybe the two would work it out. But I guess sources close to the former couple have reportedly said that the divorce is very friendly, totally amicable, but it is moving forward for sure. And Britney Spears had an off night. She turned 36 on Saturday and marked the occasion by performing a live rendition of Elvis's classic Can't Help Falling in Love. At her, and I guess it just it was rather painful.
It fell flat.
Was it really? That's too bad.
Not lip syncing.
Yeah, belting out the opening lines of the song and sounding like she's trying her best, but it's just like, oh wow.
Let's be the judge, shall we?
Wise men say only fools are rushing. Oh no, but I can't help falling in love with you.
I don't think it's too bad. I mean, I can't.
Sounds very
late. Do better. I can't do better than that. So I'm like, you're awesome.
It just sounds a little like it's a little forced.
Where is she singing it at?
In her house.
Yeah.
Looks like in the entryway or something.
It's not like she's on stage. So that's why.
But she shared it. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, this sounds good. Like,
well, there's a lot of people who make that same decision on social media every day. You're like,
let's share.
You know, when you're watching it, you're like, well, this is, I don't know if it's that good.
Thought that was a good idea.
You shared it. I think that's where you have to ask your best friend to leak it.
Yes.
Like, I think I sung really good on that, but I look like a jerk if I post it. So will you just share it to you and you post it, and then I can comment right away, oh my God, I can't believe you shared that.
So you'd be a good swag coach right there.
Right.
You know?
That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, thanks, Molly. All right, 938-9400. Your high today, it's there. It's about 61, actually. I feel like it's getting warmer, but it's going to drop into the 40s, okay? And then tomorrow, we're going to see 37 for the high. We're less than 2 weeks for the diaper drive, the drop-off, and everything is, the 15th, 16th, and 17th of this month. Like I said, it's less than 2 weeks, and it's going to be a cold one, I guess. So, make sure you guys keep that in mind. You're heading into work today. Just want to remind people, let's do some diapers.
Yeah,
let's
the
get
diaper,
some diapers.
Diaper drive has been so successful that what originally was just the open door in Mission Lydia House, now they've added three different locations. So there's four locations between Omaha, Elkhorn, and Council Bluffs.
Absolutely
where
amazing.
People can, South Omaha, where people can go pick up diapers at that diaper depot. So we're basically, you're helping everyone in the city, in the metro.
Yes. The community that just takes care of each other is a fantastic community. All right, so we got news coming up. What's up, Molly?
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.